Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, February 10th, 2017, and I'm your host, Adam Paulus. Next week in New York is the International Toy Fair, which has been going on for over 100 years, and I've been going to it for over 10. Actually, a bit over 10 now. That means we will not be doing new episodes next week because I will be trudging through the cold and snow and office buildings and everything else over there to find out what's new in the industry. And I can probably tell you some of it, because a lot of it's secret and a lot of it's not. But I don't know what's what yet. We'll find out. But for now, we know, last week at the box office, your number one movie was Split with $14.4 million. It was followed by Rings, $13 million, A Dog's Purpose with $10.5 million, Hidden Figures, $10.1 million, and La La Land rounded out the top five with $7.3 million. New this week, you've actually got some pretty good options. John Wick Chapter 2, the Lego Batman movie, 50 Shades Darker, and other big movies are in limited release. That's a lot of stuff for February, provided you aren't snowed in, and it looks like there's going to be some snow this weekend. So stay safe, stay warm. If you can stay indoors, more power to you. In the news, Slash Film posted an article, Why Star Trek Deep Space Nine and Voyager Won't Be Released on HD or Blu-ray. Like most things, the answer is very simple. Economics. The poor sales of Star Trek The Next Generation on Blu-ray were one of the reasons cited why they can't do it, because the show had to go back to the original film stock and basically recreate, re-edit the show using the original pieces, which is a lot of work, and it takes a lot of time. And if no one's going to pay to watch it anyway, you can kind of see why they're frustrated. I'm kind of disappointed, because I love Deep Space Nine. I would like to see it. I'd buy it. Doesn't matter. Aretha Franklin announces retirement from touring and what may be her final album this week. A new Star Wars spoof film called Star Worlds is in the works from the Scary Movie team, because, you know, who's ever done a Star Wars parody? Or licensed Star Wars parody? Or series of box sets of licensed Star Wars parodies? The actual title, as of now, which I'm sure is most of what's been written for it, is Star Worlds Episode XXXIV equals MC squared, The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi Who Went Rogue. Why? The World War Z sequel and Friday the 13th reboot at Paramount are effectively pulled from the calendar. If and when these happen, we will let you know if we hear about it. Otherwise, we'll be doing something else. Battlestar Galactica star Richard Hatch died this week. He was on the original and new series, among other things. On sale at Entertainment Earth. If you like DC Bombshells, and my numbers say that you do, you're in for a treat. We're offering 14% off, in stock, DC Bombshells. Nearly 100 awesome statues, art prints, vinyl figures, and more are on sale for Valentine's Day with Harley Quinn, Wonder Woman, Supergirl, and other cool characters and awesome collectibles. Check our website for full details. New toys this week include a new Hikari vinyl figure from Funko, the Star Wars Galaxy First Order Snowtrooper. It's black, it's glittery, it's clear, it's neat. Check it out. New arrivals include the Daredevil 1/12 Collective action figure from Mezco. If you're not familiar with these, they're super-duper high-end 6-inch action figures with more interchangeable hands, heads, accessories, and articulation than you could shake a stick at. And I believe it includes the stick at which to shake, too, so you get it all. The Spider-Man Spider-Gwen 4-inch metals die-cast action figure is in stock. It looks really good. This line's neat. This is one of the neater ones, so take a look. We also put up the pre-order for the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Legacy Red Ranger Power Sword. Not in my notes, but I'll tell you about it anyway. Hasbro announced some 40th anniversary Star Wars product this week. It is not up for pre-order yet, but will be soon. These include the die-cast metal titanium series 3¼-inch figures, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Princess Leia and Han Solo, with backdrops and effects they can put on their weapons. There were a new Black Series statue line, a $50-ish Luke Skywalker in his X-Wing pilot outfit, well, Snowspeeder pilot outfit from the Empire Strikes Back statue with light-up effects. That's coming. A new 40th anniversary edition of Star Wars Monopoly. It's the 40th anniversary of Star Wars, not Star Wars Monopoly specifically. That came out first in, was it 96 or 97, around there. I remember because I got it. And I don't remember exactly when I got it. I think I played it zero times, but it looks really cool. There was also a PC version of Star Wars Monopoly. But that was back then. What else did they announce? Oh, FX Obi-Wan Kenobi Lightsaber. And I'm probably forgetting something. I'm doing that part off the top of my head. But there was some neat stuff. And you'll be able to see it in Toy Fair coverage or on a pre-order very soon. We'll be putting up new items all the time. Another last-minute addition were Guardians of the Galaxy pinmate figures from Biff Bang Pow, little wood figures of the team from the comic book series, so you can get a Groot figure made out of wood, which I think you want, because it's $5. At least I think it was $5. I can't remember if we made that one bigger or not. There were a lot of conversations. I'll look right now, because I'm a good employee. Let's go here. Let's type in Groot pinmate in our search engine. And what I found out is it is, in fact, only $4.99, and he has a unique flat head and great, that's a pretty nice face, actually. Good lines, good detailing, good chest. I'm going to order one of these. It's in stock, too. So, anyway, check those out, or don't, but do. And I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. And remember, next week is Toy Fair, so pay attention to the news. Just not the podcast feed, because I'm going to be probably setting up our Toy Fair booth at this time next week. So, see you then.